Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to come your way again this morning. Today I'm sharing concerning practice righteousness consciousness. Practice righteousness consciousness. And I want us to read from Romans chapter 5, from verse 8 to verse 19. He says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Hallelujah. You see, this is the love of God. The fact that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God demonstrates his love towards humanity through giving his son to us, even in our sins, even when we're dead to him. Hallelujah. And it says, "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." The word justified means to be declared righteous. It says, even while we're yet sinners, Christ died. How much more now that we have been declared righteous by his blood? It says, we shall be saved from wrath. We shall be saved from any anger, any wrath of God through Christ. Hallelujah. Then verse 10 says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, how much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." I believe it makes sense. If while we were sinners, Christ died, then how much more now that we are reconciled to him through his son? There's nothing that can separate us anymore. Verse 11 says, "And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Hallelujah. Then verse 12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so sin passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." You see, when Adam sinned, the Bible says that death came in by sin, and death passed upon all men, because all men have sinned, because all of us were in the loins of Adam when he committed the sin that he committed. Then he says, let me read verse 12 again. He says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Verse 13 says, "For until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure or a type of him that was to come." Verse 13 says, "For until the law sin was in the world." You see, sin started from Adam. But when the law came, the law brought the consciousness of sin. That is why in Romans chapter 3 verse 3, it says that "For the knowledge of the law is the knowledge of sin." If there's no law that says that don't take this, you wouldn't know that if you take it, you have sinned. You see, you know what? If anybody does not tell you that if you take this watch from this place, you've sinned. I mean, you can take the watch and you don't have a problem. You see, so it says, "For unto the law," verse 13, "sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there's no law." Verse 14 says, "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come." Verse 15 is what I want you to take notice of. It says, "But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, how much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification." Verse 17, he says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." You see, he says, because of one man's sin, most of us believe in Adam's transgression. You know, people say that, oh, because we are Adam's children, that is how come we are facing the troubles we face. You see, if you believe in Adam's transgression, and hence you call yourself a sinner, then believe in what Jesus has done. Because what Jesus has done is higher than what Adam has done. And by virtue of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, he says that the righteousness of God, which is the free gift we are talking about throughout, you see, the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded to many, as said in verse 15, has been made available to all of us. Now, all you need to do now is to practice righteousness consciousness by thinking as a righteous man, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Let me read verse 19 to you. He says, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one man shall many be made righteous. He has obeyed, and hence many have been made righteous." You and I have been made righteous. So you need to practice your righteousness consciousness today. Keep saying to yourself that you are the righteousness of God, and keep thinking to yourself that you are the righteousness of God, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.